Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
B Show, 102.5 Devon, Real Raw Radio. Want to hear a gay fact about me?
Yeah, always. Always, yes.
My first concert I ever went to.
Really?
Debbie Gibson was a part of it, yeah.
Who else was a part of it?
It was a Zoo Fest at Lowry Park, 1987. Debbie Gibson.
I was 0 years old.
Who now? Your parents weren't grown yet. She now refers to herself as Deborah Gibson because she's old.
She's actually not a bad looking bro.
Oh, she can get it.
Yeah.
It was Debbie Gibson, a country band named Restless Heart, and Kenny G, the saxophone player.
I have Kenny G hair.
And it was headlined by the Monkees.
What the hell kind of eclectic mix is that?
It's called Zoo Fest, man. It was a Q105 way, way back in the day. Yep. Debbie Gibson was fine. So fine back in the day. All right. Here's what happened today. And I don't know how this is going to be received. Maybe not well.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt.
Oh, it's going to hurt. Be a great way to go out, though.
I was talking to somebody today, and we were talking about good Christmas gifts that we've had and bad Christmas gifts that we had. And I'm obviously not going to say who this person is. But he said, last year, maybe it was the year before. Either way, he got the worst Christmas gift ever. He got chlamydia.
Oh!
3 days before Christmas.
Just make it clap.
Yikes.
He found out.
Yeah,
it's not good. So I jokingly said, on the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. And everybody started laughing because I'm hilarious. And immediately a spark went off and I went, you know what?
Got it.
Maybe we should do another. We already did the 12 Days of Tampa Christmas on the show. Vanessa helped us sing it. And
I screwed it up.
You did, but that's okay. You know, there's something endearing about how handicapped you can sound at
being
times.
A failure isn't always a bad thing.
Well, if that's how you want to live your life, right?
Take it from me.
Yeah, exactly.
No thanks.
I like it.
I today jotted down some lyrics for the 12 days of STD Christmas. So
hell yeah.
Hopefully, you know, this won't hit too close to home for some people, but you know, maybe it will. I don't think I've ever had like a real STD or anything. I think we all have.
What's a fake STD?
Well, we all have HPV, right?
Like I don't.
Like one out of three
do
people.
Do you?
I don't know.
One out of three. So
yeah,
it's gotta be someone in this room.
I heard like men don't even know they have it or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
It's like undetectable
problem.
Or something.
Yeah, I can't get ovarian cancer or whatever you get from it. Whatever. I don't know. I don't know. But
not
anyway, my point is.
Not my problem. What an ale.
I love it. Okay, so we're going to attempt. I'll point. When I point to you, then you can sing your line. Is
okay,
that fine?
I'm ready.
Is that fine? I'll be.
Go around the room?
I'll be the musical director.
Okay.
Okay? And feel free to join in with Harmony if you want to. I mean, we're going to have fun with this.
Who's
all right?
Harmony, and is she hot?
Dude, I used to know a harmony that was take the deal.
She's David, a stripper.
So take the deal.
David G's got a real important question right now before we get this done. All true right. 80s question, he says.
Oh, boy.
Debbie Gibson or Tiffany from the 80s?
They were the rivals. Now, I will say this. Debbie Gibson all day long. You know why? Because Tiffany was a mall singer. She couldn't get her ass out the mall. Plus, that schnauz. She had that nose was in crazy red hair. She, Debbie Gibson, so much better. Now, Tiffany, probably a better singer. She had that song, I Think We're Alone Now.
There doesn't seem to be anyone
doesn't
around.
Doesn't seem to be anyone. Which, by the way, is a remake. It's not original. From the 60s. Anyway, but Debbie Gibson, fine.
There you go, David G.
Yeah. So there you go, David
Pablo,
G.
Pablo, David G. Or Pablo.
Pablo, David G. or Debbie Gibson? Who do you hit? Who do you smash?
Whoops.
That's a toss.
Yeah,
up.
David G's hot.
I don't think you can go in the wrong direction there, but I think I would favor Deborah Gibson as well.
Betty.
Betty Rubble. Betty White.
There you go.
No, better question.
All right.
From the 80s.
Okay.
Janet Jackson.
Oof.
Or Paula Abdul.
Jackson.
Definitely Janet.
Jackson.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
I love Paula Abdul, but damn it. Yeah. Janet still
from
has
the 80s,
it.
Madonna. Throw her in the mix.
Madonna all day.
Shut
from
up.
The 80s.
She might have been one of my first chubs.
Yeah. Yeah, Madonna from the Borderline video?
Right.
Ooh! Yeah. Now, when she started getting all slutty and banging a bunch of dudes in front of burning crosses, that got weird.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with her to justify my love.
She would like it.
Oh,
that
God.
Is crazy.
Oh, God. All right. Let's attempt this song. We may have to do it again if we F it up. So we have to try to attempt this. 12 days of STD Christmas.
Jesus.
So everybody have your lyrics?
I got it. Let's do this.
I'll start it out. Okay. This is going to be special.
We've got an instrumental.
Here we go. On the first day of Christmas, a hooker gave to me my first case of HPV on a Hummel.
On the second day of Christmas, a hooker gave to me 2 Genital Awards in my first case of AIDS.
Very nice.
She got it. Yeah.
Right. Ryan Adams.
On the third day of Christmas, a hooker gave to me 3 broken condoms, 2 genital warts, and my first case of HPV.
We got this. DJ Don Pablo.
I'm going to destroy this. On the first day of Christmas, a hooker gave to me
a trip to the clinic, 3 broken condoms, 2 genital warts, and my first case of HPV. Okay.
Sound just like him.
Okay. On the fifth day of Christmas, a hooker gave to me 5 minutes on her knees. 4 a trip to the clinic, 3 broken condoms, 2 genital warts, and my first case of HPV. I think you only get one case, right?
Otto! On my sixth day of Christmas, a hooker gave to me 6 crack BB 5
minutes on her knees. Trip to the clinic, 3 broken condoms, 2 genital warts,
and my first case of HPV.
Right, hold on,
Ryan!
On the seventh day of Christmas, my Julie gave to me
hooker!
7 days for gonorrhea, 6 crack babies, 5 minutes on her knees, a trip to the clinic, 3 broken condoms, 2 genital warts, and a first case of HPV.
Don Pablo!
Christmas a hooker gave to me.
Yeah! 8 tiny scabies, 7 days of gonorrhea, 6 crack babies, 5 minutes on her knees, trip to the clinic, 3 broken condoms, 2 genital warts, and my first case of HPV. Anna, you got this. Number 9.
On my 9th day of Christmas, a hooker gave to me
9 penicillin,
8
tiny scabies, 7 days of gonorrhea,
6 crack babies,
5 minutes on her knees.
A trip to the clinic, 3 broken condoms, 2 genital warts, and my first case of HPV.
Ryan Adams, take it.
On the 10th day of Christmas, a hooker gave to me,
what'd she give you?
10 itchy crabs, 9 penicillins, 8 tiny scabies, 7 days of gonorrhea, 6 cracked babies, 5 minutes on her knees. A trip to the clinic, 3 broken condoms, 2 genital warts, and my first case of HPV.
On the 11th day of Christmas, this hooker gave to me an HIV test kit, 10 itchy crabs, 9 penicillins, 8 tiny scabies, 7 days of gonorrhea, 6 crack babies, 5 minutes on her knees, trip to the clinic, 3 broken condoms, 2 genital warts, and my first case of HPV.
On the 12th day of Christmas, a hooker gave to me
full-blown AIDS
HIV test.
itchy crabs.
9 penicils, 8 skinny scabies, 7 days of gonorrhea, 6 cracked babies,
5 minutes on her knees.
A trip to the clinic,
3 broken condoms,
2 general awards, and my first case of HPV.
Christmas.
Yay!
Yeah. Is your crotch itch? Mine's
little
itching
bit.
Really, really bad right now. It's
cream.
That what?
Fixes everything, right? Usually?
Did you just say cream?
That's what I heard.
Totally did.
It's Prince record.
Anybody want any?
So weird. Cream should doobie wop.
Okay.
It's from the 90s, though.
Yep.
Wow. That went better than I thought.
Yeah, that's what she said.
You're now, welcome.
Is it healthy that I'm seeing red dots in front of my face right now?
No.
Okay, I think I got eye herpes.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.